Raining and light, reciprocity. We've heard that life is give and take. It is about both ups and downs, highs and lows, twists and turns, light and dark, sweet and sour, beautiful and ugly. Life is stop and go. It can be happy and sad and at the same time. And with the contrast of all of these, again, it can be all of these and at the same time. There is suffering in life, but we were not put here to suffer. We were put here to discover and use our gifts and to give and be a gift to others. This is, amongst other things, if we understand gifts. We understand that they are given out of joy and for peace and without an expectation of a payment in return. Gifts are special and are given to make others feel special. Gifts can connect us to one another. Giving is a language and should not be before other languages, but alongside them. Gifts are a sign of support. In giving gifts, we expect nothing in return, but if we are appreciative of the moment and accepting of it, and while being patient, we'll experience reciprocity and in the sweetest forms. Reciprocity does not always provide for an immediate return. It can come a long ways down the road of our journey and from unlikely sources. Reciprocity can be supporting one another or others and in various ways. Reciprocity is meeting others equally as they have met us. This sometimes looks like meeting in the middle or halfway. It is a shared distance and point of our needs and theirs. Reciprocity is necessary and with all, and because while the world is bigger than any one individual, it is still small enough. For this, it is good to be kind to all and to help out whenever we can. Reciprocity transcends. It is not about feeling obligated to act positively. It is about allowing positive actions to and for ourselves and to and for others to be a part of our nature. That is natural, coming to us innately and delivered to others genuinely. Reciprocity is cooperation. Reciprocity is a rule. In this life, we must cooperate and at some point and sometimes just simply play by the rules. There are rules that have been established in some long before our times. The good ones are general and meant to cater to all, like those of safe driving mandates. If we all follow them and at all times, there will be less accidents on our roads. And then there are the rules that we get to create for ourselves and for others that we may become involved with, like choosing to be a loyal friend or partner, and then expecting the same from them. If both follow the rules, a breakup can even be peaceful, and because all the while we've practiced reciprocity. Reciprocity is taking turns and waiting our turn. It is not only matching one's words, it is also matching one's body language, which some time ago was said to be more than half of our communication. Just as we may have guessed, our words are a really small portion of what counts during our conversations. As the saying goes, it is not what we say, but how we say it. And with this, Tone of voice is right behind body language. Reciprocity. Breathe in and out. Are we aware of our tone when we communicate with others? Is our tone loud or is it soft? Is it calm or is it forced? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Bringing our shoulders down. Relaxing our body and even our faces. Body language, we might not even be aware of the messages we're sending. Our words could be saying one thing while our body language is saying otherwise. Reciprocity is communication refined. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. This moment of breathing is a moment of reciprocity. And between our mind, our body, and our spirit, our body breathes, our mind recharges and restructures, and our spirit brightens and all unites and offers what is needed to one another, and so that we will become and can become whole. Breathe in and out, and to piece ourselves together in such a way that the peace within us and that we're continuing to grow into will influence the state of others and the world. Reciprocity is necessary for our overall good health. Reciprocity is support. It is caring. It is showing love. Reciprocity begins and ends with treating others as we wish to be treated. Reciprocity is sowing what we wish to reap. We're reminded here that even if we don't speak, our actions do. Energy travels, and so we want to be cautious of the vibes we're sending out and of the energy that we are around and how that could interrupt our energy. Reciprocity allows us to feel worthy. It allows us to feel of value, important, and cared about. Even when we feel this way about ourselves, our self-esteem skyrockets when others feel the same. Reciprocity, and if we're into it, it makes us feel compelled to return a favor. Reciprocity is a reminder of our connectedness to one another and that we all can benefit from the good of one. If we are up for the passing it along, keeping the positive energy flowing, and for enough to reach every single point of our earth, then there's reciprocity. When we are practicing reciprocity, we must see beyond a fast return and seek to provide a lasting return. If we understand reciprocity to be good and favorable and have a mutual exchange, we can have this with and between ourselves and with and between others. As we awake each day, we give thanks and to ourselves. And by taking a moment to breathe and to ease into our day, not jump into it, we want to remember that we need to nourish our bodies from food and we need to nourish our mind with positive talk, good company, literature, and viewings. All will feed our spirit. If we are accepting of reciprocity in these ways, let's look into perhaps the greatest of reciprocities between ourselves and the Most High, between ourselves and the universe, of all that continues to be given to us. We find ways to return the favor and by caring for all that we have received. First, our bodies and by not polluting them, the earth and by not polluting it, and the same for others and not polluting them. We can pollute and not only with trash and litter, but with substances that become toxic to our bodies. And just the same as hate, which hurts and can even kill, all being toxic. In the rules of reciprocity, one bad apple can ruin the whole bunch. And if the one does not negatively influence the other, it weakens and sometimes even breaks the chain. We consider the chain as a human link and one that generates common needs. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and for all. Reciprocity of life and by living considerately. Reciprocity of liberty and by allowing others to be and without our judgment or condemnation. Reciprocity of all pursuits of happiness and because it is a true gift that we'll continue to give and even when only the spirit remains. Reciprocity of your light by reigning in light.